This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump facing impeachment this week, sparred Monday with House Democrats who accused him of multiple federal crimes and the abuse of the presidency. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Boeing is suspending production of its 737 MAX in January as it continues to struggle with the fallout from two deadly crashes that grounded the jets back in March. AP's Mike Hempen has that story.
The Wall Street Journal reports the company could cut production of the MAX or even end it altogether. The newspaper says Boeing's board began meeting over the weekend to consider its options. And according to people not identified, the company is viewing production cuts as a viable option. The Journal reports the shift occurred after U.S. regulators told Boeing that its timetable for the return of the MAX was unrealistic. Recently, Boeing said it expected the FAA to permit shipments of new MAX jets this month. I'm Mike Hempen.
Local governments across the U.S. Midwest and Northeast are urging drivers to stay off the roads as a second major storm brought ice and wintry mix to areas from Kansas to New Hampshire. At least 11 people have died in weather-related vehicle crashes. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In Afghanistan, U.S. Senator Lindsey